The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, Gemara, Daf Samech Bet, today's Daf Samech Bet, studied the Nishmat, Abraham Ben Esther, who has shaken the Olam Began Eden. Today's Daf is being studied, Lefashua Miki Ben Jamie, and I know that the Nefesh of the Goof, for talking about Lovek, and you're so much more, and we start to look Perek,
Shem
Hashem, it's a Sochir et a Pu'el, Perek Hamishi, we're starting from the Mishnah, Sochir et a Pu'el, La'asot imo b'yayin nesek. So you hire the worker to work with yayin nesek. That she says, "Asocher oved kochem shesachar et yisrael." So the goy hired a Jew. La'asot imo melacha b'yayin nesek lehaviko mechli el kli, to empty from one kli to another kli, or la'avir habit makom makom, or to move barrels from one place to another place. B'yayin nesek mamash kama. We're talking about mamash yayin nesek shenitnasech la'avodat kochemim. We're not talking about Stan Yenami, we're talking about the guy used it to pour on the Avodah Zarah. Now you're working for the goy dealing with this stuff. So the Mishnah says Asur, Secharo Asur. The wages are forbidden. You cannot get Hana'a from working with the Yayin Nesek. Secharo La'asot Imo Melacha Aheret. But let's say the goy hired him to do other work outside of the Yayin. Even though in the interim of the work he told them, take the wine from there to there, because that's not his primary job. He wasn't hired for that. He was hired for other work. So he got paid any for other work. So in the other work he threw in this job as well. She says, call Secharo Mutar. I forgot the Igra Yahib. Lamishu Melacha Achedeti. Ubegimara Mefanesh Lashem. Begimara will explain. He was getting paid. Of course, the other work. Haskarat Hamor, similar case. Guy hires a donkey. Labi alav yayin nesek. Again, the donkey is going to be a carrier to carry the yayim. Secharo asur, cannot benefit from the sechar. Renting out your donkey for yayin nesek asur. Same point. Secharal yishev aleha. You hire the donkey to sit on it. Yeah, you hire for something else to sit on it, to ride it, to do, put something else on it. Even though the goy put legino aleha, the wine is jugs on it. Sekhara mutar, same concept. You're not paying him for that. You're paying him for other stuff. He did it for this. It's okay. Gemara will explain the cases. Okay, Gemara starts. You told me yayin nesek asur b'hana'at. Sekhara asur b'hana'at. What's the reason? Sekhara asur ilima. Maybe yayin nesek asur b'hana'at. Sekhara nam yasur. Maybe you'll tell me because since yayin nesek asur, so anything that comes from yayin nesek is asur. So the payment is also going to be asur. Gemara says, Hare orla v'kelakir nesu b'hana. Orla, first 3 years of the animal, of the fruit of the tree. Vikilakirin, that's a mixture of, let's say, grapes and wheat in the field. Asur b'hana'a, these items. Utnan, but we have Mishnah Kedushin, Mecharan. If, let's say, you sold these items, Vikidesh bit mehem, Mekudeshin. You sold the kid, let's say you sold the orla. And you sold the fruit for $10. You got the $10, you take the $10, you Mekadesh a lady with it. So we don't send it to $10 asur b'hana'a. If a guy's Mekadesh, it's considered his money to make a Kedushin. So therefore, same item. Why should the money that you got paid for moving yayin nesek become asur b'hana? Secharo asur. Why is it asur? It should be worse than orla. If the guy's mekadesh for orla, it's not mekadesh.
Not
but orla atzma. Right. With the fruit itself, it's not mekadesh. But if you sold the orla, the money, you are mekadesh with it.
That's hara what you did.
That's hara. So you see that it's not. Hara, it's asur what you did, but the money's not asur b'hana. So the same thing over here. Why is it secharo asur? Sikharot zara subana, it's really mutar, meaning it's not considered a subana, so that should be worse. Look at the Rashi. Mekudesh alma isurana ad demehem mutarim. That's the point. Anything that's a subana ad demehem mutarim, the money's mutar. Because she can scar prolato, this is better. This is, I'm not trading the isur for money, this is, I'm getting paid for doing work. It's better. If my isur hana, are you telling me the scar is mutar? Koshik in this case, it's Gemara's question.
How you
tell me Asur? Asur is mashma afidu b'di'avad. The Mishnah Sekharu Asur is mashma afidu b'di'avad. Ela, the Gemara says, what's the reason of the Isur? Ho'il betofes et damav ka'avodat kochavim. Okay, Hadush. Yayin Nesek is different. Yayin Nisik is tofes et damav. It goes on the money like Avodah Zarah. Just like Avodah Zarah, you sell Avodah Zarah, the money is asur also. So too, the rabbi said, Yayin Nisik is tofes et damav. Therefore, the work that you did with it, the isur goes on the money. It's different than Orla. It has a dinah like Avodah Zarah. Just like Avodah Zarah goes on the money, so too this goes on the money as well. Leshi. They use them amash for avodah zara. Harehu kavodah chukavim. That's the din of avodah zara. The damei asurin kedamran kol shatam mehayeh menu harehu kamohu. Right? Says veita harem kamohu. That whatever comes from the avodah zara becomes like it. Vechiyehi the damav asurin schapiloto nami asur. So just like if you would sell the avodah zara, the money is asur. Anything that comes from the result of the avodah zara. In this case, it's his payment. It's his work. It becomes asur. So there's differences. Orla islam isur ana, but not avodah zarah isur. But by avodah zarah, damav is netfas, and therefore this is like avodah zarah, and therefore damav netfas. Vare shivi'it, the tofes, the tamea, a guy sells perot shivi'it, which is asur bana. So the money has a din of kedushat shivi'it now. Now the money you have to treat like kedushat shivi'it, but still, utna na omer lepoel. A guy tells a worker during the shemitah, helach dinar ze lekot libo yara kayom. Here's a dollar, here's a dinar. Go pick for me the vegetables today. Secharo asur. So the din is what? The sachar is asur. That's sachar of shivi'it. However, lekot li yara kayom, and he didn't say bo, which the first kid lekot li bo yara kayom. The bo is the key. Then it's charo asur. However, lekot li yara kayom, he didn't say the word bo secharo mutar, which means even though the demehem is nitfas by shivi'it, that just like shivi'it is asur, the money that you get from shivi'it is also asur. However, the sachar, the payment that you get for working in the Shemitah does not become asur. There's a difference between selling Shevi'it, so I say the sale, the Shevi'it remains Kadosh, and the money also gets nitfas, no problem. But for the same reason, it says, in the same case, if I'm working for somebody during Shemitah, and I'm getting paid a dinar, the money doesn't become asur. So similarly by Avodah Zarah. Just because if I sell the Avodah Zarah in the Chename, the money is nitfas, who says that the working for Avodah Zarah, where I'm getting paid, who says that it's nitfas? Just because it's asur ba'na'a and damav nitfas does not necessarily mean that secharo is going to be asur. You see, shivi'it is like that. That she says, lekot li bo, lashon mecheru. Demashma lekot li shavyo yerek. When he says bo, it's like he's selling, which means, pluck, give me a dinar, and you could pluck a dinar's worth of vegetables. That's why it's asur, because he's selling it. When I tell the guy in the field, I have a field of Shemitah stuff, I say, pluck for yourself a dinar's worth. That's a sale. But if I just say, pluck a yarak, and I'll give you a dinar, that's you're working for me. So you're working for me, and what do we say? Damav mutar. Even though Shemitah is asur, damav nifas, the Gemara says, no answer. Amar Abahu, Amar Yohanan, Knasu shekatzu hachamim b'hamarim b'yayin nesek. Knas, you're right. Really, according to the rules, yayin nesek, the money that you work, your salary should not be asur. But rabbis put a knas on it. Chumra di yayin nesek. Not only did they put this on yayin nesek, but they also put it on hamarim. So Gemara says, Yayin esech adama. We told you the case of yayin esech. Hamarin mahi. What's the case of hamarin? What's the case of donkeys? The Tanya, hamarin shayu osin melaka beperot shevi'it. I guess what? They hired donkey drivers to carry shevi'it product from one place to another place. Secharan shevi'it. So the payment that they get has a din of shevi'it. So the Gemara says, my secharan shivi'it. What does it mean? Their payment is shivi'it. Ilima diyavinan lehu. That what? Sachar meperot shivi'it. Maybe your tami secharan shivi'it means you can pay them with shivi'it fruit. Kula. Secharan shivi'it. That when you have a guy that hamar that takes your product from one place to another, when you pay him, pay him in Shemitah a product. Hey, Gemara, how could that be? Nemsa ze porei habo beperot shemiyait. You're paying a debt that you owe in perot shemiyat. Torah amra leochla velo leshora. Torah says at a certain point during the year of Shemitah you can eat the fruit, but you can never do business with the fruit. And this guy's doing business. He's paying his workers with a... So for sure, when it says perot shvi'it, it doesn't mean that you could pay him, or secharot shvi'it, doesn't mean you could pay him with shvi'it. Ela, what does it mean? Ela dekadosh secharam b'kedushat shvi'it. Ah, that the guy's wages has the kedushat shvi'it, now you have to treat him with all the chumrot of shvi'it. So the Gemara says, umi kadosh, we just learned. Umi kadosh, ve'atinan omed poed helachtinan ze'ul kotli yarak hayom sekaro mutar lekotli yarak bo hayom sekaro asur. What do we say? A guy tells his worker, helachtinan ze, here's a dinar, ul kotli yarak hayom, and work for me. Sekaro mutar. Why? So you see what? The wages of Shemitah is mutar. However, if he says the kotli yarak bo hayom, that you're selling him, you're telling him, listen, for the value of the dinar, take yarak's worth of that's asur, because that's you're selling perot shvi'it. So what is he clearly? If you're working for somebody during the Shemitah, don't kiss if it's mutar. So just like that kiss is mutar when the guy's plucking yarak, so the hamarim also, why are you telling me that their wages should be asur? Amar Rabbeye, le'olam yehabin and le'sachar meperot shvi'it. Like we learned earlier, when it says secharot shvi'it means you pay the donkey guys in perot shvi'it. Udekakash yalach le'ochla ve'lo le'schora. You had a question. You're not allowed to use perot shvi'it that way. You're using it for business. Yehabin and nehale betzad heter, which means you gave it to him in a heter way as a gift. Kidetna, like we learned in the Mishnah and Maaseh Sheni, Lo Yomar Adam Nachavero. You're not allowed to tell your friend, Ha'aleli Perot Halalu Yerushalayim Lehalek. You cannot tell your friend, well, take these Perot up to Yerushalayim, Maaseh Sheni, Yerushalayim, Lehalek, and you'll take a Halek with it. You can't pay a guy from Maaseh Sheni to go do you a favor. I mean, take it to Jerusalem and you'll take a halak from it as your payment. That's asur over there. Because you're not allowed to pay somebody from perot shvi'it. Aval omelo, what does he do? It's the way to say it. It's all the way you say it. You tell the guy like this, Ha'alem le'ochlam v'loshotam b'Yerushalayim. Take them up to Jerusalem, eat them and drink them, which you're allowed to do in Yerushalayim. That's what you do, perot ma'aseh sheni. So then it says, V'notnin ze laze matana shel hinam. And then what will they do? That each one gives each other gifts. But perush Rashi. Top line. Lehalek shetitol sham chedek v'mdasu lefro chobo maaseh sheni v'apagam desh shegam ze ochlo perushalayim. Doesn't matter. So what is he talking about doing in this case over here?
Like a loophole.
About ha'alem le'ochlam v'leshtotam yachad. Right, together. Perushalayim.
Like a payment.
Meaning he's inviting him to eat with him. He's inviting him, we'll eat together. So what is it, what do we gain by that? So he's getting paid, but he's not getting paid, meaning it's not beferush. And he's saying, bring him up to Jerusalem and we'll eat it together in Jerusalem. So you're giving him a gift somehow. It's a gift. It's harama. Without telling him, bring him up and take a chedek from it. That's where he's using maaseh sheni as paying the guy. And like giving the guy a gift. Listen, take him up to Jerusalem and when we get up there, we'll have shoda together. So he's getting a gift from the guy. Gift is okay. So similarly, what we're going to do the same thing by the hamarim, by the case of the donkeys. What are we going to say? When the braita said, "You pay the donkeys with perot shvi'it," you pay them with perot shvi'it. I thought this is the ochla velo l'schora. So he says it's talking about over here shemutal latet them perot shvi'it b'matana. Meaning, you take my perot shvi'it to where we have to take them, and then come over, we'll have the perot, we'll eat them together. Oh, so that is going to be considered okay. So what's the case that they were mahmidim? What's the humrah? So when it says, ha-chamarim she-yosim el-chamarot shvi'it, sechalan shvi'it, there's a knas that we put. That normally what? Sechal shvi'it shouldn't be asur. Because we have the rule. That's schar shvi'it, like we learned, the guy's plucking the fruits, sekaro mutar. But in this case of the hamarim, we don't want, because it looks like If you tell the guy, for sure, if you tell the guy, here's your payment, that's Vadai Asur. Here's your payment from Shemitah Afun, that's Vadai Asur. And the rabbi said, even if you tell him it's a gift, but it's going to have Kiddushat Shiv'it on the money, that you can only, the guy's wages, well, no wages, the wages are Pirot Shiv'it. You're paying Pirot Shiv'it, what's the Knas? You're paying the guy Pirot Shiv'it. Are you allowed to pay him Pirot Shiv'it? Bedirichetel, you're allowed. Oh, as opposed to what?
As opposed to the
as opposed to paying him a mash wage, that's a sur.
Secharom
utar, like we said about the Yarak. So even though Shiv'it is a sur, secharom utar. So by the Hamar case, the Chaura Secharo should be
also.
Secharo should be mutar. Yeah, but it's different to me. I'm not paying him Sechar. I'm paying him Pirot Shevi'it. So when I'm paying him in Pirot Shevi'it, I cannot use Pirot Shevi'it to pay back a loan. Ah, so it's talking about over here, you're doing it, Barama. Come have dinner with me. Come eat the Pirot together. So what's the Knas? How do you pay the Hamarim? Technically from the lawyer, you should be able to pay the Hamarim with money. Because Schar Shevi'it is mutar. No, don't pay him with money. Pay him with Pirot Shevi'it and make this whole thing that you're not paying with Shevi'it, but you're telling him Matana and all that stuff. Okay, good. Why then, when it comes to the worker that's working for a dinar, do you tell me, work for a dinar and give him a dinar's worth? I thought you don't pay people in Shevi'it, you don't pay the Hamarim with money, why could you pay this worker? So come back and do it. Really, I'm going to tell you that the money, really, I'll tell you, do a different premise. The money of Shevi'it is Kadosh. That's why when you pay the Hamarim money, the money is going to be Kadosh. Just like the Shevi'it is Kadosh, it goes on the money. If that's the case, with the Kakachnach Poel, so you ask me a case of a Poel that's working for a dinar. That's we say you can't pay him. The money's mutar. Poel de lo nefish agre lo kansur abanan. A poel, he's only going to get a small amount of money. He's only making a dinar. The rabbi didn't make it that his dinar is going to be kadosh. Minat Torah, the money's not kadosh. Rabbis instituted that the payment that you get for working in Shemitah is going to be kadosh. When did the rabbis make the gezerah on substantial money? But a guy's working for a dinar to pluck a couple of vegetables. Okay, dinar no mutar. However, hamarim de nefish agre, but hamarim they get a lot of money. Kansura banan behu. Okay, that I understand. Now I understand the knas according to Rava. Otpa. Really, Sechar Shevi'it is mutar min Torah. The rabbis came along and said, we're making a gezerah, and we're going to say Sechar Shevi'it is asur. Drabanan. Now, when did the rabbis make their law? Only when it's a substantial sechar. For example, Hamarim. Hamarim that make a lot of money, so we're going to say the money that you got for transporting Shemitah goods, asur. But she ain't going a guy that's working in a field plucking vegetables for a dinar. Dinar's not such a big sachar. We're not going to go there on it. So let's take a look between the cases. So now we understand what the knas that they made by the Hamarim. Knas can so that what? That even though Tzchar Shemitah is really mutar, the rabbis made a gezerah when it's a substantial sachar, is he going to be asur? No, it's a lot of money. A lot of money, the rabbis are making a gezerah.
I'm saying the chumrah is that they pay daka b'shevi'it money, and you'll have the same question. Oh, shevi'it money should be mutar?
Only way we're going to let you pay is b'shevi'it money. Right. You're not going to let you pay in regular money, because this regular money is going to have a problem.
But really, this question could have been asked on, even on the first side.
Correct. Bottom line, the chumrah is, if you're going to pay with money, the money's asur. Then we make you pay b'shevi'it. Pay b'pirot shevi'it.
That's one technical question.
I said pay b'pirot shevi'it.
No,
because if you don't pay b'pirot shevi'it, the money's going to become asur. What do you mean the money's going to become asur? I thought the guy can work for a dinar. Dinar, not so much money. They're not going to make a gezerah. Okay, the Torah says, umat nitin. Oh, now wait. Go back to Amishnah. Amishnah, by case of Yai Nesech. Yai Nesech, it's a small case. The guy's working for a goy.
No hamarim.
There's no hamarim. It's not a big thing. And you told me the money that you get for transporting yayin nesek skaru asur. I thought you told me by small items, the rabbi said to make a gezerah, just like my shevi'i. Torah says, chumrah di yayin nesek shani. Okay, back to the chumrah di yayin nesek. You're right. Rabbis made a gezerah, even though it's a small amount of money, secharo is going to be asur. And therefore, the hadush of the Hamarim is teaching us that the kanas was skaram kadosh b'kdushat shvi'id. And that's what meant kanas kansu hakamim b'hamarim u'b'yai nesech. Ibai le'u? Gemara is a question. Secharo listam yenam. Okay, the goy hired the Jew. To watch tam yenam. What is tam yenam? It's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, we know the wine was poured for Avodah Zarah. How was Yain Nesu? Stam Yenam is, it's a wine. You don't know what they did with it. Stam. Now the Jew's working in Stam Yenam. He's working in the wine factory of the Goy. Bahu, what's the deal? Can he get paid? Can he take a paycheck? Mi amrinat kevan di surah hamur ki di Yain Nesech. Do we say that Stam Yenam, listen, we're not allowed to have Stam Yenam either. Rabbis will say Stam Yenam, and therefore I'm going to come and tell you the Sechar is Asur Bana as well. Secharo name Asur. Or do I say Odilma? The Tum'ah of Stam Yenam is Kal. What is Tum'ah of Stam Yenam? What is Tum'ah? We said Yain Nesek is Metameh like Avodah Zarah. Yain Nesek. Avodah Zarah is Metameh Kemet. Met is Metameh Be'ohel, even without Negi'ah and all that stuff. Mashiachet Stam Yenam doesn't have a din of a mit. It's less. It's only mitameh b'magal masa, with actually touching it. Oh, so maybe I'll say since Stam Yenam the gabe tumas more lenient. Maybe the gabe scharos also. Look at Rashi. The tumato kil. Look at fourth line Rashi. Kedamil be'en ma'midim shlosh shenot ten yain es kasur bana mitameh tumat hamura ki bekezayin Stam Yenam asur bana mitameh tumat mashke b'rivayit. Okay, it's less tumat. It's not tumat oil. It's tumat mashke. That's kabe negiyah. Okay. Gabra answers. Tashema. The Ahu Gabra, the Agar Arbe. He rented a boat. Listam Yenam. To transport Stam Yenam. Yehavu lechite be'agra. So they paid the guy, the Jewish guy, was a boatsman. He transported the Stam Yenam of the Goy, and they paid him in wheat. That's our question. He's benefiting from Stam Yenam. Go take the wheat, burn it in the cemetery, sprinkle it in the cemetery, by the cemetery. So what do you see over here? Even the schar of Stam Yenam comes out of this Gemara. You have a Jew cannot work for a non-Jewish winery.
You're a trucking company, you can't
trust. Well, exactly. Okay, so the Gemara is continuing on a story. Gemara told about a fellow that hired a boat with Stam Yenam, and the boat was Jewish owned, and the guy transported the wine, and he got paid in wheat. And the rabbis told him, you got to take the wheat and you have to burn it and bury it in the cemetery. Because the sakhar, the payment for using or dealing with Stam Yenam, working with Stam Yenam, so the payment is Asur Bana. So the Gemara is going to question the rabbi's advice of taking the wheat, burning it, and then burying it in the cemetery, which sounds a little extreme. So the Gemara says, "Velemale badrinu." Why do they just say scatter it? I mean, without burning it, just scatter the wheat. Throw the wheat into the fields. What do you have to burn it into ashes? It says, "Atu behu lidet takala." They'll come to a problem. People will see the wheat on the floor. They're not going to know it's a subhanah, and they'll use them. Veneklinu, venebadrinu. So Gemara says, fine. So burn them, and then just scatter them. What do you have to bury the ashes? Dilma mizable behu. Because you're worried that they might come to use it as fertilizer. So by saying to bury it in a cemetery, nobody plants in a cemetery. So therefore, you don't have a. You don't have a problem. So there was no option just to burn it and scatter it. Can they, even the ashes have ability to fertilize? So therefore, You might somebody might plant in that spot where you scattered it, and it's going to fertilize. So by burying it in the cemetery, you're sure that there's not going to be any planting in the cemetery. Therefore, these ashes of the wheat will not come to fertilizing. So Gemara says, "V'likbedinu be'inayu." So why don't you just bury them as they are? Take the wheat and bury them in the cemetery. But you have to burn them first. Mi lo tena, didn't we learn? There's a law that says when somebody's hayav bitan bedin, so the stone that they use to stone him becomes asur b'hana'ah. And the different items that they use in the process becomes asur b'hana'ah. What do they do with those items? They bury them in the cemetery next to the guy. And it doesn't say they burn them. They just bury the item. Even though it's asur b'hana'ah. For example, it was ehad even shel skalba, ve'ehad et shel tla'alav, the tree that they hung the guy on, ve'ehad saif shel nehragbo, or the sword that they used to give him saif, ve'ehad sudav shel nehragbo, or the cloth that they used to choke him with. Kulam nikbarim emo. You bury the items, because asur b'hana'ah, with the niftar. But does he have to burn them first? So why over here, which is also asur b'hana'ah, did we say have to burn it and then bury it? Just bury it straight. Atam dekakavre bebedina mukha milta daruge bedininu. Acha lo mukha milta. Which means, over there, the people that died by the hands of Betin were buried in a separate cemetery. And therefore, if somebody digs it up and sees the stone, he's going to know that the stone is asur b'hana'ah. Because he knows it's buried next to in the cemetery of the people that are buried in Bedin, for Bitan Bedin. So it'll be no problem. Nobody's going to mistake in these items to be used for personal use. Let's shake it over here. If a person goes to the cemetery, or goes to the cemetery and digs and sees wheat over there, what is he going to say? Emar inish ganav vaite kavra. What's going to happen? He's going to say, must be a ganav stole the wheat, and he's hiding it in the cemetery. And therefore, if you don't burn it, it can still come in the takala. What else says? Kavre hacha, burnt it over here. So therefore, that's why the only option the rabbi said is burn the wheat and put it in the in the cemetery. Deber Rabbi Yanai. Now, the next daf is discussing this one story. The whole analysis is this one story. What was the story? Let's look it outside. The Deber Rabbi Yanai, the family of Rabbi Yanai, they were tzaddikim. They wanted to help the poor people. How did they help the poor people? They would borrow from them during the Shemitah year. They would borrow from them fruit. And then they would pay them back in the eighth year with the eighth year fruit. By doing that, so they would allow them, the fruit's going to be asur b'hana'ah eventually. So they would borrow from them the fruit. And then the eighth year when nobody has fruit and things like that, so they would pay them back, so they would still have something for the eighth year. Deber b'yanai yesfe peros shvi'a me'aniyim. They would borrow peros shvi'it, even though they didn't have to borrow. They would borrow from the aniyim upar'u lehu b'sheminit, and they would pay them with eighth year product. Now she says kodem zman bi'ur. Yeah, but of course, before the zman of the bi'ud, before the perot have to be destroyed. After a certain point, you have to destroy the fruit. So they would borrow the fruit of the aniyim before when it was still permissible for them to borrow it. Rashi, uparulu b'shminit. Ishtekah da'achle aniyim b'shminit ahara bi'ud halife perot shvi'it. Came out, what happened? The aniyim ended up eating eighth year fruit, which is not a problem, but the eighth year fruit was really a halipin of the seventh year fruit. Now you can start to argue that maybe something that's given as an exchange or a payment for something of a seventh year item takes on the issue of the seventh year. So how could the aniyim eat this eighth year fruit? That's the whole discussion that the Gemara is going to analyze over here. So the Gemara says that's what they did. That was their custom. I'm related to Rabbi Yohanan. So they told on me. They went to Rabbi Yohanan. Is he doing this? He's giving the Hanim 8-year fruit. The 8th year fruit should become Asur. Because it's a payment for the 7th year item. It should be too fast to get the Shavuot. Amar lehu, Ya'ut hein ardim. They're doing right. There's nothing wrong with what Rabbi Hanan's doing, with what the B'nai is doing. Then she says, Kevan, Da'ishatalu Abu Anach Ba'ayim. At the time that they're paying back the 8-year fruit, the 7th year fruit is gone. So it's not considered an exchange. You're not switching or exchanging this for this. When they paid back the 8-year fruit, the 7th year fruit was gone. So therefore, it's not considered the goes on the payment. I think that's when it's an exchange. Yeah, give me the shvirot shviyit for money or whatever it is for a different item. Then the kedusha goes on it, but otherwise not a problem. Ukenegdan beitnan mutar. Similarly, the same concept by etnan zona would be mutar. What's etnan zona? Guy pays a zona for services, gives her an animal. The animal is called etnan. The gift that you give a zona, she cannot bring it as a korban. Torah says, "Nan zona zasur maus." You bring that on a mizbeah. The payment that she gets. So the Gemara says like this: "Netanya, natana velo ba'aleha." Let's say you gave her the animal, but you never ended up having relations with her. Or ba'aleha velo natana. Or ba'aleha, but he didn't give it the item. Etnana mutar. So it's mutar the item. So you ask, what's the case? What's the item? Natana velo ba'aleha pshita. You ask what I mean. The first case also pshita. You gave her the item and you never had, the guy never had the relation. Pshita. Kivan velo ba'aleha matana ba'alma hu di'aivna. That's pshut. He gave her a gift. Vetu, furthermore, ba'aleha velo natana. In the case of ba'aleha velo natana, halu ya'ivna velo mideh. He didn't give her anything. They came on the lo natana, my itnana mutar. So what does it mean? The itnana is mutar. She never got anything in that case. El haki kamar. Natana, the hakak ba'aleha. The first case is natana. First he gave it to her. Then he had the bi'ah. Or ba'aleha, hakak natana. Or ba'aleha. And then he gave it to her after. Itnana mutar. Both these cases is mutar. The Gemara says, "Natana v'agach ba'aleha." What do you mean? Natana, he gave it to first, and then ba'aleha is mutar, because it's saying he paid her first. He gave it to first. He didn't give it to her at the time of the bi'ah. He gave it to her one day, and then subsequently he had the bi'ah. There's such a good man. We're saying it's okay. So the Gemara says, eventually when he goes with her, lichud aleh isud etnan lemafreya. Let retroactively this etnan become asur. He gave her the item. Okay, but he didn't have a bi'ah right away. The 2 days later he had a bi'ah. So etnan mutar. What's to bring that item is a korban is mutar. We don't connect the gift and call it an etnan. Why not retroactively say that after he has the bi'ah with her, the gift that was given before is called etnan. That she says, Share metechila al menat bi'ah natnula. Why did he give it for the bi'ah? Amar bi el azar keshekadma vekribato. She sacrificed it before the bi'ah. She got the korban. She brought the korban. She brought the animal as a korban, and then she had the bi'ah. Gemara says, "Wait, what's the case? Ida amar lekini lich me'achshav. Was it her animal? If he told the kini lich me'achshav, I want you to be koneh the animal from now, even before the bi'ah. Pshita deshari da lete b'shat bi'ah. Of course, because the animal wasn't around at the time of the bi'ah." Exactly. She didn't be told the Knidli Yikma'achav. And then she brought the Qurban in the Beit HaMikdash. Then she had the bi'ah. Then for sure I'm going to say it's mutar. Because at the time of the bi'ah, the animal wasn't around. And if he didn't say, k'nid lach me'achshav, be k'nid the animal now, how could she bring it? It's not her animal. V'ish ki yagdi, et beto kodesh, amar rahmana. Ma beto b'rshuto, af kol b'rshuto. Halakha says, when you bring an animal, you have to bring it like your house. Just like your house you own, you have to own the korban. So if he didn't tell her, k'nid lach me'achshav, how could she bring the korban? It's not hers. Ela damar la levi gabech ad sh'at bi'ah. He told like this. Hold it until the bi'ah. Ve'im mitztarich lich k'ni me'achshav. But if you need it, you can k'ni lich me'achshav. So I would have thought, so it's quasi. It's not yours. Hold it until the bi'ah. But if you need it, you can use it. So I would have thought that since he did say, hold it until the bi'ah, that this would be considered etnan, kamashmalan, that since he told that if you need it, you can be konet now, and therefore she brought it, and it wasn't around at the time of the bi'ah, so it's mutar. Similarly, we say by the case of the Shemitah, since when the family of Rabbi Anai paid back the pirot of Sheminit, the Shevi'it fruit was not around anymore, so therefore we don't consider it a halipin, and therefore the Shevi'it fruit is mutar, just like the Etnan case. That was the Yohanan's proof. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.